Chapter 32, Madhurya Ras, Parakeya Nayikas. It was night. Brajanath had completed his bhajan for that day. Putting his Harinam mala aside, he fell asleep. Vijay Kumar had honored Prasad and lay on his bed, but sleep would not come to him, for he was absorbed in thought. At first he had the idea that Goloka and Gokul were different places. Now, however, he concluded that Goloka and Gokul are non-different. The root of Parakeya Ras is in Goloka, but how can Krishna be Upapati, Paramore there? He could not comprehend this point. If Krishna is the supreme substance, he thought, and Shakti and Shaktiman are non-different, even if Shakti becomes separated from Shaktimam, how can Shakti be called Paroda, married to a Gopa other than Krishna, and Krishna be called Upapati, Paramore? At first he thought, tomorrow I will ask Sri Gurudev the question and have my doubt removed. But then he thought, it would be improper to ask Gurudev anything further about Goloka. Still, it must be cleared. Pondering in this way, he finally fell asleep. While asleep, he dreamt that he was in the presence of his Gurudev, and in order to vanquish his doubt, he was asking the very question that had preoccupied him just before he fell asleep. Gurudev replied, Baba Vijay, Krishna is fully independent in all activities, and his unimpeded desires are not dependent on the desires of others. His eternal desire is that his Aishwarya should be concealed and his Madhurya should be manifested. Accordingly, he assigns to his Shakti an existence separate from himself. Consequently, his Parashakti assumes the form of millions of attractive young gopis, all endeavouring to render him various services. Still, Krishna is not fully satisfied by his Shakti service while it is influenced by knowledge of his opulence. Therefore, by the wonderful influence of his Yogamaya Shakti, he provides those beautiful gopis with the abhiman, self-conception, that they belong to separate households. That is to say, through the influence of that Shakti, Yogamaya, they consider themselves the wives of others. And simultaneously, Krishna also assumes the relationship as their Upapati, Paramore. Out of lobe, greed, for Parakeya Ras, Krishna transcends his Atmaram Dham, self-satisfied nature, and performs varieties of wonderful leelas, such as Rasa Leela, with those young gopis who implicitly believe that they are married to others. Vamsi is his Priya Sakha, dear friend, in accomplishing this activity. In order that Krishna tastes these special features, the eternal Parakeya Bhav is established in Goloka. For this reason, all the pastime forests of Goloka and the sites of Krishna's loving play, such as Vrindavan, remain eternally present. All the Leela Stans, places of pastimes in Braj, such as the arena of the Ras, Yamuna and Giri Govardhan, are in Golok, and in this way, the moods of being married, Dampatya Bhav, and of being faithful to one's husband, Swakiyatva Bhav, are present there. Shuddha Swakiyatva, the pure conjugal mood, reigns splendidly in Vaikuntha. The qualities of Swakiya and Parakeya are thus considered to be inconceivably different and non-different. Just see, this subject is so astonishing. In Golok, Parakeya Bhav is present only as abhiman, a conception. In Braj, it appears to be like an affair with another's wife, but there is actually no adultery, because the young gopis are Krishna's own Shakti. Krishna is united with them from the beginning of time. Therefore, their fundamental quality is actually perfect faithfulness to one's husband, Swakiyatva, and the quality of being married, Dampatya. The gopas, such as Abhimanyu, are special avatars of their respective conceptions in Goloka. They become husbands to nourish Krishna's Leela and to make him the leader of Vilas pastimes on the stage of Braj in the mood of an Upapati. In Goloka, which is far beyond the material world, rasa is nourished only by this conception. Within the material universe, in Gokul, all the conceptions manifest their individual existences and assume bodies by Yoga Maya's influence in order to create the experience of being married, and then to transgress the codes of marital conduct. All this is accomplished by the actions of Yoga Maya. When Vijay Kumar had thus heard Swakya and Parakya Tattva explained by Gurudev in his dream, his doubts were dispelled. Goloka, beyond the mundane world, is factually the self-same Boma, earthly Gokul. His conviction in this fact became steadfast, and the supremely blissful identity of Brajaras arose in his heart. At the same time, he felt an awakening of implicit faith in the Nitya Astakaliya Leela of Braj. Rising early the next morning, he thought, Sri Gurudev has shown me unlimited mercy. Now I will hear from him about the components of rasa and then attain nishta in bhajan. Vijay Kumar honored Prasad and came before his Gurudev at the prearranged time. Shedding tears of prema, he offered his pranam. Gurudev lovingly embraced him and said, Baba, Krishna has favored you with his genuine mercy. Thus I have become fortunate simply by seeing you. As he said this, the powerful influence of prema made his mind unsteady. After a short time, when Goswamiji regained external perception, Vijay Kumar offered his sastang pranam and said, Prabhu, I do not know Krishna's mercy. I only know your mercy. Now I have given up trying to realize Goloka. I am fully satisfied in the endeavor to attain realization of Braj. I want to thoroughly understand the fascinating varieties of Brajaras. Kindly tell me, can the unmarried gopis who maintained the mood that Krishna was their husband be called Swakya or not? Goswami. Those unmarried gopis of Gokul were Swakya at that time because of their nishta in the mood of approaching Krishna as their husband. But their intrinsic mood is Parakya. Although their Swakya mood is not natural, their Swakya relationship is perfected in that particular condition in Gokul Leela because Krishna accepted them as his wives by the Gandhava Vihara Riti, the custom of marriage by the exchange of garlands. Vijay, Prabhu, in due course I will ask many questions, one after the other. I want to understand all the topics of Sri Ujjvala Nilamani in the sequence in which they have been presented. First, I wish to learn all about Nayaka, heroes. There are four types of Nayaka, namely Anukul, Dakshin, Shata, and Drishta. Please describe the Anukul favorable Nayak. Goswami. The Anukul Nayak is he who gives up the desire for other attractive maidens because of extreme attachment to only one Nayik, heroine. The bhav of Sri Ramchandra towards Sri Sita Devi and of Sri Krishna towards Srimati Radhaji is that of the Anukul Nayak. Vijay. I want to know the identity of the various bhavs, such as Anukul, of the four types of Nayak, such as Dhirodatta. Kindly describe the symptoms of the Dhirodatta Anukul Nayak. Goswami. The Dhirodatta Anukul Nayak is grave, humble, forgiving, compassionate, resolute, steadfast in his vows, free from vanity, modest, and extremely munificent. Still, he renounces all those qualities for the sake of his Nayika and goes to meet with her in secret. Vijay. Please tell me the symptoms of the Dira Lalit Anukul Nayak. Goswami. The Dira Lalit Nayak is by nature a connoisseur of rasa. Ever youthful, expert in joking, and free from anxiety, the Dira Lalit Anukul Nayak has all these, combined with the symptom of enjoying uninterrupted pleasure. Vijay, what is Dira Shanta Anukul Nayak? Goswami, the Dira Shanta Anukul Nayak is naturally serene and tolerant, wise and considerate. Vijay, kindly explain the symptoms of Dira Datta Anukul Nayak. Goswami, when the Nayak, who is envious, proud, deceitful, easily angered, and boastful, is favorable, he is called Dira Datta Anukul Nayak. Vijay, what is a Dakshin Nayak? Goswami, the word Dakshin means simple and honest. A Dakshin Nayak is he who does not give up respect, awe, and submissive love for his previous beloved, even when he gives his heart to another Nayika. One who is equally disposed towards many heroines is also called a Dakshin Nayak. Vijay, what are the symptoms of a Shata Nayak? Goswami, a Shata Nayak is endearing in the presence of his beloved, but he secretly commits grave offenses by acting in an unloving manner behind her back. Vijay, what are the characteristics of a Drista Nayak? Goswami, a Drista Nayak is completely fearless and expert at lying, even though everyone can clearly see the signs of his having enjoyed the company of another beloved. Vijay, Prabhu, how many different types of Nayak are there altogether? Goswami, as far as we are concerned, Krishna is the only Nayak. There is no one besides him. That one Krishna is Purna, perfect in Dwarka, Punatara, more perfect in Mathura, and Punatama, most perfect in Braj. He is both Pati, husband, and Upapati, paramour, in all three of these places. Thus, he is 2 times 3, which equals 6 types of Nayak. Furthermore, because of the 4 categories, beginning with Dhirodhata, he embodies 6 times 4, which equals 24 types. Then again, these types are divided into Anukul, Dakshin, Shata, and Drista. So there are 24 times 4, which equals 96 types of Nayak. Now you should know that there are 24 types of Nayak in Swakya Ras, and 24 types of Nayak again in Parakya Ras. In Brajlila, Swakya Ras is in a contracted bhav, and Parakya Ras predominates. Thus, the 24 types of Nayak in Parakya Ras are eternally and splendidly manifest in Sri Krishna in Braj. He is perceived as whatever type of Nayak is necessary to perform any particular part in any aspect of a Leela. Vijay, Prabhu, I have realized the various qualities of Nayak and Nayika. Now I want to know how many types of assistants, Sahayaka, the Nayak has. Goswami, the Nayak has 5 types of assistants, namely Cheta, Vitta, Vidusaka, Pitamarda, and Priya Nam Saka. They are all expert in using joking words. They are always intensely devoted to Krishna with anurag, deep love. They know how to behave according to the occasion and circumstance. They are expert and they are adept in the art of pleasing the gopis when they become angry, as well as giving confidential advice. All 5 types of assistants have these qualities. Vijay, what are the attributes of the Cheta assistants? Goswami, they are expert in discovering anything. They perform secret tasks, and their disposition is somewhat bold and arrogant. In Gokul, Sakas such as Bangura and Bringara perform the activities of Krishna's Cheta, Vijay, who are called Vita, Goswami. Krishna's Vita, such as Kadara and Bharati Banda, are extremely talented in activities such as dressing and decorating Krishna. They are cunning, skilled in conversation, and expert in manipulating others. Vijay. Who are the Vidusakas? Goswami. The Vidusakas are fond of eating and quarreling. They are expert at making others laugh with their comical gestures, words, and dress. Madhumangal and gopas such as Vasant are prominent among Krishna's Vidusakas. Vijay. Who is in the category of Pitamarda? Goswami. Sridham is Krishna's Pitamarda. Though his qualities are just like those of a Nayak, he conducts all his activities according to the order of the Nayak. Vijay. What are the symptoms of the Priyanam Sakas? Goswami. They are privy to extremely confidential secrets and have taken shelter of the bhavs of the Sakis. Subal and Arjun are prominent among Krishna's Priyanam Sakas. Thus they are the best of all Krishna's friends. Among these five, Cheta, Vita, Vidusaka, Pitamarda, and Priyanam Saka, the Chetas are in Dasya Ras, the Pitamardas are in Vira Ras, and the rest are in Sakya Ras. The Chetas are servants, Kinkara, and the other four are Sakas. Vijay. Are there no female assistants, Sahayakas? Goswami. Yes, there are. They are called Dutis, messengers. Vijay. How many types of duti are there? Goswami. There are two kinds, Swayam duti and Apta duti. Katakshka, the sidelong glance, and Vamsidvani, the sound of Krishna's flute, are Swayam dutis. Vijay. Aho, who are the Apta duties? Goswami. Veera is proficient in speaking bold words, and Vrinda is expert in persuasive flattery. They are both Sri Krishna's Apta duties. The Swayam duties and Apta duties are extraordinary duties. Apart from them, there are ordinary messengers, such as Lingini, Daivagyan, and Silpakarni. I will describe them elaborately later in the context of Nayikas and duties. Vijay. I have understood the mood and attributes of Sri Krishna as Nayak, and I have also heard that Sri Krishna performs Nitya Lila in both Pati and Upapati Bhav. He performs pastimes in Dwarka as Pati Bhav, and in Brajapur in Upapati Bhav. Our Krishna is Upapati, so it is essential for us to know about the Braja Ramanis, the charming young gopis. Goswami. Most of the damsels of Braj, with whom Brajendranandan Shyamasundara performs pastimes, are in Parakiya Bhav. Because Madhurya Ras does not fully develop without Parakiya. The rasa of the charming ladies of Dwarkapur remains limited by their marital relationship, whereas the rasa in the female residents of Braj, who possesses that Shuddha Kam from which Krishna derives the utmost happiness, is unrestricted, Akunta. Vijay. What is the purport of this? Goswami. Sri Rudra, who is highly knowledgeable in the subject of Sringara Ras, states that the supreme weapons of Kandarpa, Cupid, are obstacles such as the contrary moods of women, Vamata, and the extreme difficulty in meeting with women, Durlabhata, because of the prohibitions that society imposes. Chanyika Pandit has stated that the Nayaka's heart becomes more deeply attached when he is forbidden to meet his beloved, and when the doe-eyed beloved is difficult to attain. Look, although Krishna is Atmarama, at the time of Rasalila, he manifested himself in as many swaroops as there were gopis, and then performed Lila with them. every sadhak should follow Rasalila. Here, the special instruction is that if the sadhaks desire auspiciousness, they should enter this Rasalila as a bhakta, but they should never imitate Krishna. In other words, they should enter this lila only by becoming a follower of a gopi, by adopting the mood of Gopi Bhav. Vijay, can you kindly explain more elaborately the subject of Gopi Bhav? Goswami, Nandanandan Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is a gopa. He does not perform amorous pastimes with anyone except with the gopis. The sadhak, who is eligible for Sringara Ras, should engage in Krishna Bhajan with the same bhav with which the gopis render loving service to Sri Krishna. In the course of his bhajan, the sadhak should meditate on himself as a Braja Gopi. The sadhak should consider himself the maidservant of some extremely fortunate Vrajavasini, female resident of Braj, and under her guidance should render service to Radha and Krishna. One cannot possibly awaken rasa unless one considers oneself paroda, that is, married to a gopa other than Krishna. It is this paroda abhiman, the self-conception of being married to a gopa other than Krishna, that is the specific dharma of the Brajagopis. Sri Rupa Goswami has written, Maya kalita tadrikstri shilananu shushuyibi na jatu brajdevinam patibi sahasangama. Sri Ujvala Nilamani, Krishna Bala Prakaran 19. Translation. The Brajadevis, who through the influence of Yogamaya consider themselves married to gopas other than Krishna, never come in physical contact with their dharmic wedded husbands. At the time of the gopis' abhisar, rendezvous with Krishna, and so on, the gopas in their houses see forms of the gopis that exactly resemble their own wives. These forms are fabricated by Yogamaya so that the gopas will think to themselves, our wives are right here at home, and they never have any opportunity to be jealous or to feel enmity towards Krishna. End of translation. The Brajadevis never had physical contact with their lawfully wedded husbands, who were all contrived by Yogamaya. Each of the Brajagopis' husbands is only the manifestation from their respective bhavs in the Goloka Lila. Their marriages are also nothing but an implicit conviction created by Yogamaya. The gopis are not actually married to other gopas, but the abhiman or self-conception of being married to other gopas is eternally present. If it were not so, it would naturally be impossible for the unprecedented Parakya Ras to manifest because of contrariness, vamata, inaccessibility, dulabhata, obstructions, social prohibitions, fear, and so on. The Naika Bhav of Brajaras cannot be attained without such a conception. Lakshmiji of Vaikuntha is an example of this. Vijay, what is the Bhav of knowing oneself as Paroda? Goswami, a gopi thinks, I am a girl who was born in the house of a Brajagopa, and when I grew up to be a young adolescent, I was given in marriage to a youthful gopa. Only through this type of conviction does the intense yearning to meet intimately with Krishna become powerful. Gopi Bhav means to attribute a rope to oneself the mood of being a gopa's wife, who has not yet given birth to a child. Vijay, if the sadhak is male, how can he attribute Gopi Bhav to himself? Goswami, people only consider themselves male because they are under the influence of the illusory nature imposed by Maya. Except for Krishna's eternal male associates, the pure inherent spiritual nature of all others is female. Really, there is no male and female characteristics in the spiritual structure. But the sadhak can attain eligibility to be a Brajavasini when he is impelled by Swabhav and a steadfast Abhiman. Only those who have Ruchi for Madhurya Ras are eligible to become Brajavasinis. If one performs sadhan according to one's Ruchi, one will attain a perfected state that corresponds exactly to the nature of that sadhan. Vijay. What are the glories of being a gopi married to a gopa other than Krishna? Goswami. The Braja gopis who are married to others naturally become minds of superabundant beauty and extraordinary powerful transcendental virtues when the intense hankering to meet intimately with Krishna arises in their hearts. They also become decorated with the exquisite loveliness of prema. The sweetness of their rasa exceeds that of all the shaktis of Bhagavan, headed by the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. Vijay. How many kinds of Brajasundari, beautiful damsels, are there? Goswami. There are three, Sadhanapara, Devi, and Nityapriya. Vijay. Are there also different types of Sadhanapara Sundari? Goswami. Yes, there are two types of Sadhanapara Sundari, Yutiki and Ayutiki. Vijay. Who are the Yutiki? Goswami. The Yutiki Sundaris have taken birth in Braj together in a group after being absorbed in the sadhan of Brajaras. In other words, they are members of a particular group. There are two types of Yutiki, Munigan and Upanishadgan. Vijay. Which Munis have taken birth in Braj as gopis? Goswami. Some Munis offered worship to Gopal but were unable to attain Siddha perfection. After having darshan of Sri Ramchandra's beauty, they further endeavored in sadhan in accordance with their cherished desire. Thus, they accepted Gopi Bhav and took birth as gopis. Padma Purana refers to them in this way, and Brihatvamya Purana states that some of them attain perfection at the beginning of the Rasalila. Vijay. How did the Upanishads take birth as gopis in Braj? Goswami. The Maha Upanishads personified, who were gifted with extremely fine discrimination, became thoroughly astonished when they saw the gopis' good fortune. And after performing severe austerities with Shraddha, they attained birth in Braj as gopis. Vijay. Who are Ayutiki? Goswami. There are two types of Sundaris celebrated by the name Ayutiki, long-standing, Prachina, and new, Navina. They are exceptionally attached to Gopi Bhav and perform sadhan with intense eagerness and natural anurag. Some take birth alone and others in groups of two, three, or even more at the same time. The Prachina Ayutiki gopis attained Salokya, living on the same planet together with the Nityapriya gopis a long time ago. The Navina Ayutiki gopis came to Braj by taking birth in the species of devas, humans, and other beings. They gradually became Prachina and attained Salokya in the way I have already mentioned. Vijay. I have understood the subject of Sadhanapara. Now please be so kind as to explain to me about the Devis. Goswami. When Krishna descends among the Devas in Swaga by his Angsa, Angsas of his Nityakantas also manifest as Devis in order to satisfy him. Those very Devis take birth in Krishna Lila as the daughters of Gopas and become the Pran Sakis of the Nityapriya Gopis, of whom they are Angsas, in other words, of their own Amsinis. Vijay. Prabhu, when does Krishna take birth by his Angsa in the species of Devas? Goswami. Krishna takes birth from Aditi's womb by his Swamsa form as Vamana, and by his Vibhinamsa separated expansions he becomes the Devatas. Shiva and Brahma are not born from the womb of a mother, and although they are not in the category of ordinary jivas who have 50 qualities to a minute degree, they are still only vibhinamshas. Those 50 qualities are certainly present in Brahma and Shiva to a somewhat greater extent, and in addition they have 5 more qualities that are not found in the ordinary jivas. Therefore, these two are called chief devatas. Ganesh and Surya are also situated in the same category as Brahma for the same reason, but all the other devas are classified as jivas. All the devatas are Krishna's vibhinamshas, and their wives, devis, are the vibhinamshas of Chitshakti. Just before Krishna's appearance, Brahma ordered them to take birth to satisfy Krishna, and following his order, some of them took birth in Braj, and others in Dwarka, according to their different tastes and sadhan. The devis who take birth in Braj because of intense eagerness to attain Krishna are the Pran-sakis of the Nitya-priya-gopis. Vijay. Prabhu, the Upanishads attained birth as gopis, but kindly tell me, do any other presiding devis of the Vedas also accept birth in Braj? Goswami, it is written in the Srishti Khand of the Padma Purana that Gayatri, who is Veda Mata, the mother of the Vedas, also took birth as a gopi and attained Sri Krishna's association. From that time, she assumed the form of Kam Gayatri. Vijay. But isn't Kam Gayatri without any beginning, anadi? Goswami. Kam Gayatri is certainly anadi, and this anadi Gayatri first manifested in the form of Veda Mata. Later, by the influence of sadhan and seeing the good fortune of many Upanishads, she took birth in Braj along with the Gopal Upanishad. Although the form of Kam Gayatri is eternal, she exists splendidly in an eternal and separate form as Veda Mata Gayatri. Vijay. All those, such as the Upanishads, who took birth in Braj, had the abhiman of being the daughters of Gopas, and they accepted Krishna as their own husband, with the conception that he was a Gopa Nayak. Krishna became their husband at that time by the custom of Gandharva Vihara. I have understood this much. However, Krishna's eternal beloved consorts are his associates from time without beginning. So is Krishna's relationship of Upapati with them only a contrivance of Maya? Goswami. It is certainly one type of creation of Maya, but not of Jada Maya, the illusory energy exhibited in the material world. Jada Maya can never touch Krishna Leela. Although Braj Leela is within the material world, it is completely beyond the jurisdiction of Jada Maya. Another name for Chit Shakti is Yoga Maya, and in Krishna Leela, this very Yoga Maya acts in such a way that one who is influenced by Jada Maya sees that Krishna Leela in an external form. Yoga Maya brings to Braj the Paroda Abhiman of Goloka with each of the Nitya Priyas and gives that Abhiman form a separate individual existence. Then, by arranging for the marriages between the Nitya Priya Gopis and those separate existences, she makes Krishna Upapati. Footnote. All the Abhimans in Goloka are manifested in tangible forms in Braj, such as Abhimanyu. The omniscient Purush and the all-knowing Shaktis who are absorbed in their respective rasa accept these bhavs. This indicates the superiority of rasa and the super-excellence of the fully independent Icha Shakti. There is no such eminence in Vaikuntha and Dwarka. When the Pran Sakis attain Salokya along with the Nitya Priya Gopis, their restricted Pati Bhav broadens and becomes Upapati Bhav. This is their ultimate achievement. Vijay. This Siddhanta is quite extraordinary. My heart has become refreshed. Now kindly explain to me about the Nitya Priya Gopis. Goswami. Sri Gaurachandra could not have revealed such esoteric principles through my mouth if there were no qualified listener present, such as your good self. Look here. In various places, Sri Jiva Goswami, who is all-knowing, Sarvagya, has deliberated on this subject in a very confidential manner, which one can understand by reading his commentaries and literatures such as Krishna Samdarbha. Sri Jiva Goswami was always afraid that if unqualified persons came to know about these very esoteric principles, they might take shelter of a corrupted form of Dharma. At that time, Sri Jiva Goswami felt anxious about all the faults, such as rasabhas, and the distortion of rasa that are seen in so-called Vaishnavas today. He could not prevent this misfortune, although he was so careful. You should not speak this Siddhanta in the presence of others, except for those who are qualified to receive it. Now I will describe the Nitya Priya Gopis. Vijay. Who are the Nitya Priya Gopis? Although in the past I have studied many Shastras, now my sole desire is to drink this nectar from the lotus mouth of Sri Gurudev. Goswami. Like Krishna, the Nitya Priya Gopis in Braj are the abodes of all qualities, such as beauty and cleverness. Radha and Chandravali are the most prominent among them. They have been referred to in the Brahma Samhita 5.37. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratipavita bis tabirya eva nivarupatya kalabihi Goloka eva nivasyatya kilatma bhuto Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Translation. When the Ananda Angsa of the Sat-Chit Ananda Paratattva agitates the Chit Angsa and is then enthused by the separately manifest Kladini Pratibha, splendor, then Srimati Radhika, along with her Sakis, who are all extensions of her spiritual form, become manifest. I perform bhajan of that Govinda, who is the supreme, original soul of all souls. He eternally resides in Golok Dham with those damsels who are all endowed with the 64 arts. End of translation. The Nitya Priya Gopis have been mentioned in this statement of Brahma, which is the essence of all the Vedas. They are Nitya, which means that they are a manifestation of Chit Shakti and are thus beyond time and space. This is truth. There, Nitya Leela is an expression of the 64 arts. Kalabi Swamsa Rupabi Shaktibi. Although there are different meanings given by the Acharyas in other commentaries of Brahma Samhita, I have explained Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami's extremely confidential commentary. This secret treasure is hidden in the vault of the hearts of Sri Rupa Sanatan and Sri Jiva Goswamis. Vijay. I am intensely eager to hear the various names of the Nitya Priya Gopis. Goswami. Shastras, such as the Skanda Purana and the Prahlad Samhita, have mentioned names such as Radha, Chandravali, Vishaka, Lalita, Shyama, Padma, Saiba, Badrika, Tara, Vichitra, Gopali, Danishta, and Pali. Another name of Chandravali is Somata, and Srimati Radhika is also called Gandhava. Brajagopis, such as Kanjanakshi, Manorama, Mangala, Vimala, Leela, Krishna, Sari, Visharad, Taravali, Chakorakshi, Shankari, Kumkum, are also famous in this world. Vijay. What is their relationship with each other? Goswami. These gopis are Yukteswaras, group leaders. They are not one or two groups, but hundreds in each of them. There are hundreds of thousands of beautiful individual gopis. All of the above mentioned gopis, from Srimati Radhika to Kumkum, are Yukteswaris. Vishakha, Lalita, Padma and Saiba have been described in the Shastras more elaborately than the others. Among these Yukteswaris, the eight gopis, beginning with Radha, have been called Pradhana because they are most fortunate. Vijay. Vishakha, Lalita, Padma and Saiba are Pradhana gopis. They are especially expert in nourishing Krishna's pastimes. Why have they not been accepted as distinct Yukteswaris? Goswami. They are so qualified that although it would be proper to call them Yukteswaris, Lalita and Vishakha remain so enchanted by Srimati Radhika's supremely blissful bhav that they do not want to call themselves independent Yukteswaris. Among them, some are followers of Srimati Radhika and others are followers of Chandravali. Vijay. I have heard that Lalita has a gun subgroup. What type of group is it? Goswami. Srimati Radhaji is prominent amongst all the Yukteswaris. Some of the gopis in her independent utes are attracted by Sri Lalitaji's special bhav and call themselves Lalita Gun. Other gopis refer to themselves as Vishakha Gun and so on. The Astasakis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha, are the heroines of Srimati Radhika's various guns. If one is very fortunate, one can acquire the qualification to enter Srimati Lalita's gun. Vijay. In which Shastra can the names of these gopis be found? Goswami. Their names are found in Shastras such as Padma Purana, Skanda Purana, and the Uttara Khand of the Baiveshwar Purana. Many names are also mentioned in the Satvata Tantra. Vijay. Srimad Bhagavatam is the crest jewel of all Shastras in the entire universe, so it would have been a matter of great joy if these names were mentioned there. Goswami. Srimad Bhagavatam is a Tattva Shastra, but it is also an ocean of rasa. From the point of view of Rasik Bhaktas, Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with the complete deliberation on rasa tattva, as if an ocean were contained in a single jar. Sri Radha's name and the bhavs and identities of all the gopis have been described there in a highly confidential way. If you reflect thoroughly upon the shlokas of the 10th canto, you can find everything. Sri Shukadev Goswami has described this subject in a confidential way to keep unqualified people at a distance. Vijay, what will be the result of giving chanting beads and full and explicit descriptions to one and all? The reader can understand the confidential topics only as far as his conceptions are advanced. Therefore, one quality of a genuine pundit is that he can reveal in a hidden way subjects that are not fit to be revealed in the presence of everyone. Qualified people understand them only as far as their adhikar allows. There is no knowledge of the factual vastu without Sri Guru Parampara. One may acquire knowledge in other ways, but it will have no effect. You can only attain the complete rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam after thoroughly understanding Ujjvala Nilamani. In this way, after a long period of questions and answers, that day's Ishta Gosti was completed. Vijay returned to his residence, meditating incessantly on the subjects that he had heard. As all the vikar considerations in relation to Nayak and Nayika awakened in the field of his heart, he became absorbed in Paramananda, and as he remembered the discussion about Vamsi and Swayamduti, a stream of tears flowed from his eyes. At that time, the pastime that he had seen in the grove on his way to Sundarachala the previous night appeared vividly on the screen of his heart. Thus ends the 32nd chapter of Jiva Dharma, entitled Madhurya Ras, Parakya Nayikas.